48-yard line of Ubley. It will be an 8-yard gain. Second down and 2. Clock stops with 2:10 left in the regulation. Ubley 22, New Lothrop 13. Ubley first took their first lead of this game with 9:06 left in the fourth quarter. Birchmeyer in the shotgun by himself. Quads to the right, one to the left, and it's a reverse to number 10, Bigelow. He's going downfield. He's inside the 30 and finally forced out of bounds inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line. A big run from Bigelow, finally stopped by Jonathan Brandle. 2:02 left in the fourth quarter.
You can almost rule that, Clark, a shovel pass, as Bigelow is your right side tight end. And the whole play develops with Bigelow taking a step backwards and kind of coming across the left side of the line of scrimmage. And the quarterback, Birchfield, just kind of pitches it into his arms at full speed. And Bigelow takes it down the left sideline for a huge gain for New Lothrop.
Birchmeyer in the shotgun. Same formation working off the left hash. Back to pass. Down to the corner of the end zone. This one is up. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Ubley Bearcats. Number 22, Jonathan Brandle, with the interception. With 1:56 left in the end zone, it is a touchback, and it is Ubley ball at their own 20-yard line.
What a game that senior's having tonight. Jonathan Brandle, the game of his career. He has now picked off Birchmeyer. Either way, he's had two interceptions from two, one from each different quarterback, but he has just sealed the game for the Bearcats with only one, maybe two timeouts left for New Lothrop and 1 minute 56 seconds left. That does not leave much time for the Hornets.
The Ubley Bearcats on offense leading by 9 points, 22 to 13, a minute 56 left in the fourth quarter. A wild game and even more wild finish so far from Chesedine, Michigan. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight. A minute 56 left in regulation. The Bearcats all but over here as they will advance to the state semifinals with a victory if this holds. A minute 51 left, and Clint Galvis calls his second timeout of the second half. 22 to 13, Ubley leading by 9 points as it is on first down. It is a 3-yard gain. Brandle with the carry. We expect nothing else at this point. He might even drive the team bus home and cook him dinner when they get there. Minute 51 left. We've had some turnovers that have benefited the Ubley Bearcats all day long. Ubley's first two offensive drives resulted in punts. Their third one resulted in a fumble. At that point, it was 7-0. New Lothrop then throws an interception with 7:29 left in the second quarter, and it's intercepted by Ubley at the 40-yard line in their own territory. They march down the field 60 yards in 2 minutes and 33 seconds, and they come back within 1 point. The 2-point conversion was no good. It was New Lothrop 7-6. New Lothrop responds themselves with a 4-minute, 24-second drive, and they lead now. The extra point went wide right. 13-6 was the halftime score. Ubley coming out of the timeout now, minute 51. Ubley with the only scores actually in the second half, both for the Bearcats, as Mychek is under center. Three men backfield, 1:51 left in regulation. It's a handoff to Brandle, this time to the left gap. Gets across the 25 out to the 26-yard line. We have the third and final timeout called by New Lothrop, as Jonathan Brandle has been through the war and back, as he is just not limping but staggering to the sidelines as he has had an exhausting afternoon. Jonathan Brandle with 25 carries for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's caught 1 touchdown and he's rushed for the other. Big day for Jonathan Brandle.
Jonathan Brandle having a huge game, 2 interceptions on defense. He has been all over the place. And he has done absolutely everything for this Bearcat team today.
New Lothrop started this third quarter with the ball, and they actually fumbled it at their own, at the Ubley 30, no, at their own, no, it was at the Ubley 36-yard line. Ubley couldn't do anything, went punted it away. New Lothrop then marches down the field, gets all the way to the 16-yard line of Ubley, and they can't convert on fourth down. That set up Ubley's first touchdown of the second half, their second of the day. Mychek hands it off. Actually, he's going to keep it for himself. He has the first down. He slides inbounds. A heads-up play from the junior play caller moves the keeps the clock going as soon as they reset the markers. Brought down by Nathaniel Collinger, the defensive back for New Lothrop. 22-13, Ubley leading by 9 points, 1:39 left in the fourth quarter. A great team effort for the Ubley Bearcats, led by Matt Mychek and Jonathan Brandle. Matt Mychek with 7 carries for 65 yards so far. First and 10. Clock continues to wind down, 1:24 left.
Can't say enough about Mychek's development at quarterback this season. He's had a heck of a season, and that's a heads-up play by him. It would have been easy to run out of bounds there. Instead, he slides down, gets the first down for the Bearcats, and now victory formation as they will go on to be the regional champs.
First down, and it results in a kneel for Matt Mychek. 1 minute remains in the fourth quarter. 22-13. Ubley leads by 9 points. Third down, now there's some confusion on what down it is. We're looking who the Ubley Bearcats will play, and we're getting an initial word, it may be Powamo Westphalia. Powamo Westphalia beats St. Francis 17-14. Powamo Westphalia takes out St. Francis 17-14, and with 30 seconds left, another kneel from the Ubley offense, and that will be your ball game. The Ubley Bearcats are your regional champions in Division 7 as they take out New Lothrop 22-13, a 9-point victory as 2 touchdowns in the second half puts them over the edge. They trailed by 7.5, and they win by 9 points. Final score, Ubley 22, New Lothrop 13.
Wow, what a game. Back and forth. It looked like New Lothrop could throw all day long, dominate this game in the first half, but instead the Bearcats hang in this game, play tough defense, and led by Jonathan Brandle, the Bearcats bring home a regional championship to Ubley.
So it will be Powamo Westphalia taking on the Ubley Bearcats this coming Saturday. Location to be determined. Powamo Westphalia west of Lansing, a little bit north of Portland, actually. As the Ubley Bearcats defeat New Lothrop 22-13, the Greater Thumb Conference holds triumph over New Lothrop yet again. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We'll be back shortly.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. This four-shot bolt-action rifle is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, is legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Exclusively available at Randy's Hunting Center. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
The Schmigalski family wishes the Ubley Bearcats the best of luck in tonight's game. Whether you wish to pre-plan for funeral or cremation expenses to put your family's mind at ease, or if you are trying to find that perfect monument in memory of your loved one, please call your caring professional funeral directors, John or Mark, at Schmigelski Funeral Homes, 989.